we found out that some businesses are going to be allowed to reopen on Friday morning at 12:01, part of phase two. Is it worth some businesses opening up? Like, you know, if you have a patio space, or Mel, who's been clamoring to get her hair salon opened up just based on the restrictions that, you know, number of clientele that you can serve.
Sure, Chris, that's a great question. I think it'll be up to each business to decide. It's going to give these businesses a chance to rebuild their brand. Their brand may have been damaged slightly through COVID-19. Some things were out of their control, and yet some really failed miserably in their communications with customers. You know, a sign on the door that your business is closed just doesn't cut it.
What do you think about this regional approach to reopening Ontario, Brian?
So I have some mixed emotions. I think it's an exciting step in getting the provincial economy started. I'm also relying on the wisdom of the public health officials who gave their approval. I do have some trepidation, you know, that as Ontarians, we may be lulled into a false sense of security. People think COVID-19, as we knew it, is over. I'm kind of nervous about people traveling from out of the city, yet I think it's an amazing opportunity to show our hospitality as Northerners.
So this is not going to be just a free-for-all with, like, the new Sudbury Centre swinging open its doors and all the stores inside opening up again the way things were before COVID-19. So what is your advice for business owners who will be allowed to reopen in a few days?
A few points here from my standpoint. You have a few more days of this dress rehearsal before the big reveal. You know, make sure your business is ready from a safety standpoint. You know, do you have your sanitization stations? Do you have masks available, plexiglass, signs on the floor? Are you going to promote physical distancing? And then, you know, what are you doing with your staff? Make sure you're doing some training so they're keeping themselves safe and the environment safe. I think maybe do some role playing, because make sure that your staff shows some patience and empathy for those entering your business. You're thankful, but you know, some people are going to have some social anxiety about this whole entire pandemic.
What about for me as a customer?
You as a customer, I'm just going to try to tell you to be patient. Businesses are doing their best that they can. They're going to make some mistakes in the early going. Help them constructively. You know, thank them for their good service. Make sure as a business, you're posting what your policies are with respect to exchanges. As a customer, before you buy something, make sure that you understand if, in fact, you can return it.
Will you be going to the malls? Like, if they open up on Friday, heading there this weekend, getting your hair cut?
That's going to be a no for me, dog. As you remember, I paid my hairstylist over the 3 appointments I missed, so I was fortunate enough that she called me and made an appointment for early next week. But no, I'm still going to take things low and slow here.
So you haven't been getting black market haircuts?
I have not, and I heard your little piece this morning, and Mel, I think you look awesome.
Thank you from the bottom of my roots, Brian.